Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I know my friends Benjamin, Ezekiel, and Isaac really like bears. How about you? While we sing Fuzzy Wuzzy Bear, you can either hold a stuffed animal bear, if you want to go find one, or you can sign the word bear. All you do is you cross your arms over your chest, and your hands are on your shoulders, and you scratch your shoulders with your fingers. That's how you sign bear. Let's sing Fuzzy Wuzzy Bear.
Jesus takes care.
Would you like to spread God's love everywhere? This song is about being His hands and His feet to touch the world and go where God leads. Try singing this song and pointing to your hands and your feet and our heart of love while we sing. We are His hands.
We are His hands to touch the world around.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. Before Paul became a missionary, he hurt people who loved Jesus. Who spoke to Paul and changed his life?
Jesus.
Yes, and Jesus is still changing lives of people today for the good. Question 2. After Jesus spoke to Paul about hurting his people, what did Paul start doing?
Preaching.
He started teaching and preaching and helping God's people. That's a much better thing to do. And question 3. When Paul was working for Jesus, a deadly snake bit him. What happened after the bite?
He flicked it into the fire and he was okay.
He was safe. He just shook it off into the fire and it didn't hurt him, because God protected him. Our lesson today is venomous snakes. Revelation 12:9.
So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan.
In our Bible story, a venomous snake bit Paul's hand. Snakes don't have arms or legs, so how do they catch their food?
Their mouth. Teeth.
With their mouth, they catch their food by biting. The venom of some snakes can make people very, very sick. But most of the time, snakes use their venom for getting rid of rats and mice and other harmful creatures. That's a good thing. Are all snakes dangerous?
Some of them, like rattlesnakes. Sometimes people use snakes for pets.
You're right. Some are good and even catch bad pests. The garter snake is one good snake you might find in your backyard. Garter snakes are small and they come in many colors. They have one or more stripes that run down their backs. In wintertime, garter snakes gather together in large dens to keep warm. You like to be warm too in the winter, don't you? So do the snakes. The garter snakes won't hurt you. They actually help your garden. Because snakes never stop growing, they can get very, very big. Do you know what one of the largest snakes is called?
Python.
It's a python. The python is the longest snake in the world. In the country of Indonesia, one python was 30 feet long. That would be like 6 grown-ups top of each other's shoulders. The anaconda is the heaviest snake that people have found. Some anacondas weigh more than 400 pounds. That's a huge snake. That's like 2 full-grown men. Snakes live so long and grow so much that they actually wear out their skin. What happens when snakes outgrow their old skin?
It grows new skin.
They grow new soft skin. Isn't that neat? God gave them a new skin. They don't go out and buy new clothes like we do when we outgrow our clothes. God just creates a new soft one for them. In the Garden of Eden, snakes were called serpents, and they were very beautiful. Today we think of Satan when we think of snakes, because in the Garden of Eden, Satan appeared to Eve as a snake or a serpent and told her that she should eat the fruit and disobey God. What should we do if we see a venomous snake?
Run.
That's right. We should keep away from the venomous, poisonous snakes, just like we should stay away from Satan and stay close to Jesus. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Mark 16:15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel, preach the gospel, preach the gospel. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Mark 16:15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel, preach the gospel, preach the gospel. Go into all the world and preach the gospel.
I'm so glad you joined us today in the Seed Pod. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one this week, and there'll be a new one out on Sunday. Make sure your parents go to startingwithjesus.com. That way you can have the pictures to color for this week. And also listen to our Sabbath School programs and mission stories. And we'll have a Christmas story out during this month of December. So check it out on startingwithjesus.com. It's time to pray. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you love us. Please help us to stay away from things that are dangerous and help us to come close to you and listen to you because you want to keep us safe and you love us so much. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Join us for our closing song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine. Talk to you next time.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.